we last discussed the Sugya Pitikra that relates somewhat to the topic of good achis and mechitza tfuya, but today we'll focus on mechitza tfuya and its own merits. The Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Aleph Amun Aleph asks the following, three lines from the bottom. Ba'aminei, I'm taking this out of context, but this is what's Megali Yenenim. Ba'aminei Rebbe Tavla Meiravin mechitza tfuya. Or Meirav, Mechitza Tluya Mahu Shetatir Bechorva. So, can a Mechitza Tluya, can a hanging Mechitza, a Mechitza that doesn't reach within 3 tefach on the ground, can that effectively serve as a Mechitza for a Chorva, for a dilapidated house where you don't have regular walls? Amrle, a Mechitza Tluya Materas Ela Bimayim. No, Mechitza Tluya is not effective the Yavasha. Mechitza tluya is only matir b'mayim, only matir in the water. Kal hu shi kilu chachamim b'mayim. This is a kula that the chachamim were makel b'mayim. Kafal from the days on top of the Shabbos. The amai. So why is it so? Ha'ika b'kiyas dagim. Isn't there the traffic of fish that go under this suspended mechitza? And that should invalidate the mechitza. El shma mina, v'kia sdagim, lo shma v'kia. El, you see that the v'kia sdagim doesn't concern us. The fact that there are fish that go under the mechitza doesn't pose a problem. So the simple reading of the Gemara sounds like kalu shikila chachamim b'mayim is for whatever reason. There's a kula when it comes to mayim that we allow for mechitza tluya to function. Then the Gemara asks, maybe there should be a problem of the kiyas dagim. And the Gemara says, no, the kiyas dagim doesn't pose a problem. But not that the kala shikil b'mayim is because the kiyas dagim lashma b'kiyah. Not that the kula is based on the fact that the kiyas dagim lashma b'kiyah. So there are two stages. Number one, objectively, kala shikil b'mayim, then mechitza tluya doesn't pose a problem. We'll have to explain why. Then the Gemara says, even if that's so, maybe we should still be bothered by the b'kiyas dagim. And the answer is no, b'kiyas dagim lo shma b'kiyah. We know that b'kiyas gidim is a problem the yabasha. If you have goats that can go under the mechitza, that's a problem. B'kiyas dagim doesn't bother us. So this is how the Chazon Ish reads the Gemara. Chazon Ish in Siman Ayin Tes Os Yabez. Simon Ayintes Os Yibes and Simon Samaches Os Tes. Again, Ayintes Yibes and Samaches Tes. Chazinish understands l'halacha that a mechitza tluya is not a mechitza period, independent of b'kiyas gidiyim or b'kiyas dagim. That definitionally, a mechitza tluya is a problem. It doesn't serve as a mechitza, even if there's no b'kiyas gidiyim. So even if you could create a situation where the goats can't get under the mechitza, even if you could prevent any traffic under the mechitza, as long as it's a mechitza tluya, it's still a problem, it's still ineffective. Kalu shikil b'mayim, for another reason, which we'll have to define, for whatever reason, the chamur mekel b'mayim, that b'kiyas, that mechitza tluya is a good mechitza. And then where it says, even so, even if there's a reason to be mekel b'mayim, shouldn't we be concerned about the kiyas dagim? To which the Gemara answers that the kiyas dagim is not a concern. Had the kiyas dagim been a concern, so then where there's the kiyas dagim, we wouldn't necessarily have a mekel b'mayim. But kalashi kiyas b'mayim for one reason, and then the Gemara says, even if that's so, maybe we should still be bothered by the kiyas dagim. The Gemara says, the kiyas dagim, lav shma. That may be mashmos of the Rambam, who understood the way that mechitza tluya is independently a problem, even without the kiyas gidiyim.
Why do we have to take whatever we're doing over here and for whatever the Chazon Ish is doing over here, and then reassess mechitza tluya by yavasha?
Well, mechitza tluya is an issue. You have to define the problem of mechitza tluya. How we view mechitza tluya via basha or biyam should shed light on how we view it via basha or vice versa. Is mechitza tluya a objective problem? Is it only a problem because of a detail? Is it only a problem because of a kiyah? Or is it a problem for another reason? And then Kalu Shigila Chachamim B'Mayim, because it's something unique to Mayim. So let's see how the Rambam presents Halacha. The Rambam's Perek Tezayin Halacha Yudgimel, Tezayin Yudgimel. The Rambam writes, sorry, Perek Tezvav Halacha Yudgimel. Shav is Tezvav Yudgimel. Heyach ma'amidim es ha-mechitza b'mayim. So how do you construct a mechitza in water? I'm skipping. V'lo hitiru mechitza tluya ela b'mayim bilvad. Chachamim are only master mechitza tluya b'mayim. Why? She'isr tiltol b'mayim midivrayim. The whole Iser Tiltol in water is only Dirabanan anyway. The water is a carmelis. And maybe a Makom Tor min haTorah, carmelis mi Dirabanan. The whole Iser Tiltol b'mayim is only Dirabanan anyway. The Kilu b'mechitza she'eina ela k'dei lasas heker. And therefore, because the Iser Tiltol is only Dirabanan, there are mako on the standard of mechitza that is necessary to be matir b'mayim. So Rambam makes no mention of b'kiyas dagim. He doesn't say lo b'kiyah mechitza tluya el b'mayim because b'kiyas dagim loshma b'kiyah. There's no mention of b'kiyas dagim at all. The Rambam says lo b'kiyah mechitza tluya el b'mayim b'lavar. Why she'isr tiltol b'mayim midivrayim? The whole isr tiltol b'mayim is only derabanan anyway. So Chazal saw fit to be mako about the standards of mechitza, right? That seems to fit with the Chazon Ish's read of the Gemara that Kala Shikil B'Mayim for another reason. What's the reason? Because it's only Durabanan anyway. I B'Kiyas Dagim Shmei B'Kiyah. The Gemara says no, B'Kiyas Dagim Lo Shmei B'Kiyah. That we shouldn't have been Mako if B'Kiyas Dagim is a problem. The Gemara says not a problem, but fundamentally the reason that we're making B'Kiyas HaMayim the mechitza Tuli B'Mayim is because Tiltol B'Mayim is only Asa Durabanan anyway. Zach.
Yeah. So what was that halacha again,
Ramah?
Just maybe it'll answer my question.
It's, where is it? Perek Tezvav Halacha Yudgimel.
Okay. Now, I'm just wondering, so that would limit then what the Rambam's saying, that if you wanted to make a mechitza that surrounds the city and then also goes into the water, so then you're now running into problems, right?
You mean the other way. You have a mechitza that's a mechitza tuluya b'mayim that borders Yabasha on the other side. Can you use a Mechitza Sayam, which is Mechitza Tuya, to be Matur B'Yabasha?
Exactly.
Right.
According to
Chazon Ish, no. That's what Rav Schefter points out in his article about the Manhattan Erev, that Rabbi Moskowitz, who wrote the Kuntres, or one of the Kuntres about the Manhattan Erev, wrote that you should be able to use the seawalls, excuse me, of Manhattan to form a mechitza for Manhattan, even though the seawalls are mechitza tluyas at a certain point, even though they don't go all the way down, but mechitza tluyas matir b'mayim, and therefore it should be usable on the other side also to be matir the island. So Rav Schefter says, no, based on this chazanish, that's not correct. We'll see, this is Tali b'machlokas achronim, but based on the chazanish, it's not correct, that if you have a mechitza hamayim, that's only matir b'mayim, and you can't use it to be matir b'yavash as well. We'll talk about that a little bit more as we go on.
Okay, but it sounds meduyik in the Rambam like that, right? I mean, that's what we're...
It sounds meduyik in the Rambam. Well, the Rambam says, lo mechisa, lo itir mechisa tuli el b'mayim bilvad.
And then he's saying a pesher, because tiltul b'mayim,
right?
Good.
It sounds this way in the Meiri as well, like the Chazon Ish's approach. The Meiri in Sukkah, tez zayin amin aleph, Dibra Maskel HaMishnah HaShvi'is. Tesla item and Aleph, Dibra Maskel, Mishnah number 7. So the Meiri there writes that when it comes to dry land, when it comes to Yabasha, we say good asik. You can have a 10 tefach mechitza that goes up, but you don't say good achis. You can't have a hanging mechitza that goes down. Why? Because the norm is that the way you build, buildings go from the bottom up, they don't go from the top down. So it's normal to have a mechitza that starts on the bottom and then we can halachically view it as going up because that's the normal progression of mechitzas, but it's not a normal construction to have a mechitza that's suspended, that starts on the top and doesn't make it down to the bottom. And the Miri says, as opposed to b'mayim, because b'mayim, it is normal to have the suspended mechitza. If you're a makif of water, so you don't start on the bottom and go up because that's underwater. You start on the top and you go down, and you may not always be able to go all the way down because the water might be too deep, but the normal construction for mechitza b'mayim is to start on the top and go down. So that doesn't sound like the be-all and end-all of the mechitza tluyas because of b'kiyas gidim or because of b'kiyas dagim. It's because that's the normal way you construct. In b'yabashi, you don't construct from the top down. B'yam, you do. Irrespective of whether there is b'kiyas gidim or b'kiyas dagim. However, in the Sefer Tiferes Yaakov, Perek Yud Zayin, footnote 4, he points out that there is a Me'iri in our Sukkah here in Shabbos that may sound otherwise. The Me'iri writes, Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph in Shabbos, Dibra Maskel Mechitza. Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph, Dibra Maskel Mechitza. There he's writing about an Amud, a pillar. If you have a pillar where there's the pillar is wider on the top and narrower on the bottom, such that Gedeim can go under part of the pillar on the bottom, because it narrows out of the bottom, and there's an area for the goats to stick their heads in underneath. So Miri writes, Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph in Shabbos, Dibra Maskel Mechitza, V'im Kain, Ein Hadavar Tali B'yamu B'yabasha, Ela B'bekiyas Gedeim. What's critical in defining something as a mechitza tluya isn't whether it's b'yam or b'yabasha per se, it's whether there is b'kiyas gedim. So that sounds not only the Chazon Ish, that b'kiyas gedim is the objective problem that for mechitza tluya, that if you have b'kiyas gedim, mechitza tluya is not good, that's why mechitza tluya is not good b'yabasha, and if you have, and if it's b'yam, then you don't have gedim, and mechitza tluya is okay. So the Me'iri and Sukkah notwithstanding, that comment of the Miri and Shabbos sounds not like the Chazon Ish. The Ritva in the Sugi here in Shabbos also sounds not like the Chazon Ish. The Ritva, Dibur Maskil El Shmamina. The Ritva in Shabbos, Kuf Aleph on the days. Dibur Maskil El Shmamina writes as follows. When the Gemara says in the end, Kalu Shekila B'mayim, that Bekiya Stagim is Lo Shma Bekiya, the Ritva writes, Shalalachush lebekias dagin she'ena nirais. That we're not choshesh for bekias dagin in the yam, because you can't see the dagin. It's supposed to be abasha, where you can see whatever animals get under the mechitza, but yam, you can't see the fish, and what we don't see doesn't bother us. So that sounds also that what's critical in determining when we apply or when we would allow for mechitza tluya is whether you could actually see the bekiya going on underneath, which you can via basha and not via. So again, that's also not like the Chazon Ish, that it's not that mechitza tluya is an objective problem, but kalish yekilu b'mayim, because like the Rambam says, it's only nisik tol to b'dorban anyway, but the real definitional problem of mechitza tluya is the bekiya underneath. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch Harav sounds like. Shulchan Aruch Harav, Simen Shin Nun He Se'if Yud. Shin Nun He Se'if Yud writes as follows. Beis HaKisei Sh'al Pnei Amayim. So you have a toilet that is sticking over the water. Mutar Lipanos Bo Ayidei Mechisa Tluya. So you're allowed to use the facilities on Shabbos if you have a Mechisa Tluya. So you have a floating bathroom, and you have a mechitza tluya surrounding the floating bathroom. Sheyasena lamata sevivo. So you make these suspended mechitzas around the bathroom. Al derech in isbar b'gezistra, like we have in the Sugya of Gezistra, the platform, and we saw Shabbos on Erevin Pevav, the platform that extends over the water. Avav mechitzas beis hakisei atzman, but you can't use the walls of the Beis HaKisei itself. That isn't meant to serve as a halachic mechitza. That's only meant for privacy. We don't say good af because we don't allow you to view that as mechitza tluya. Lefi shemina din lo yarai lahatir klal mishum good achis. That really we should never allow for a mechitza tluya for good achis. Afila b'mechitza tluya lamata. Sharei b'mechitzas tluyas b'yabasha gvoas gimel tvachim in aretz ein orim good achis. We never say good achis b'yabasha. Lefi shagidim uchal b'mufkot achayim because the goats can get underneath. Commotion is Barbara Simon Shimem Hey. Vikam Ramayim. Av Shayna Gdiyim Bukholum Lufko Hasham. So here there are no goats in the water, goats can't swim. Mikol Mokom, Aray Dogi Bukholum Lufko Hasham. But the fish can swim. So there are no goats for their fish. So we should be bothered for the same reason. Biyam. Ubundeze, Aina Zuster, Rishisa Yachid, Elam Kain Cholom Pasuachla, Ella, Kalu Shikila Chacham Bibimayim, Lamar Gurachis, Hoil Vain Bukia Sadagim Nires. The kula is that since you can't see the dogim, we're mako. So not like the Rambam, not like the Chazanish, kalu shikilu, because it's only derban anyway. I, the kias dogim, not a problem. No, kalu shikilu, because the kias dogim lo shma b'kia. So again, you have on the one hand the Chazanish and the strong mushrooms in the Rambam, and one me'iri, that mechisa tluya is an objective problem independent of b'kias gidiyim, or b'kias dagim, kalu shikilu b'mayim, because the iser tiltil b'mayim is all d'rabanan anyway, and had b'kias dagim been a problem, that would have bothered us, but it's not, so we're allowed to be mekel. And then on the other hand, you have the Ritva, the Me'iri in Shabbos, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav, l'halacha, that no, the whole be all and all problem for mechisa tluya is b'kias gidiyim, and the only reason we're mekel b'mayim is because you don't have any gedim, you only have dogim, and you can't see the dogim, so we're makel on that. Okay, so that's the machlokas, haposim, machlokas chazanish, shochan ha-karav, which seems to be reflected in a machlokas rishonim. Okay, and then this is relevant, lehalacha, as Zach pointed out, to the question of whether you can use a mechitza tuluya b'mayim to be matir the yabasha that's on the other side. And if it's only if it's just a question of bekiya, like the Alter Rebbe, like the Ritva, if it's only a question of bekiya, so if you have this mechitza, the seawall, where there are no gidim getting under the seawall, it's only b'kias dagim, b'kias dagim you can't see, so then, arguably, that mechitza could function to be matir the yabasha as well. But if you assume like the Chazon Ish, then no, the kula is kala shikil b'mayim, you can allow this mechitza to be matir the mayim, because mayim is only nisr tiltil, the rabbanim anyway, but it's not reflective of b'kias dagim versus b'kias gidim, so then, more likely, you could only use that to be matir the yam, and not take the flip side and be matir the yabasha with the same mechitza. Yep. The Rabbi Koninger points out that there's a mashmos this way in a Rashi. Rashi Erevin Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Erev and Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Diba Maskel Shehikilu. So the Gemara is the same line here of Kal Shehikilu B'mayim. It's about halfway down in Rashi. Shehikilu Chacham B'mayim L'malos Mehen Ayyidei Tikun Kol Shehu. So the Chacham or Mekel, here we're talking about drawing water from a drawing water on Shabbos. If you have a mechisa tluya, you know, the Gezustra case where you have a porch or an extension, a platform protruding out of a house, and you want to draw water from the water underneath, and you're relying on a mechisa tluya to allow you to draw water onto that Gezustra on Shabbos. So Rashi says, Kalu shigilacham b'mayim l'malas me'en ayidei tikun kolshu. That we're makel to allow you to draw water based on a tikun kolshu. It sounds like based on something that is not a mechitza gemura. It's definitionally not a good mechitza, And it's only kalahu shekila b'mayim to allow you to draw water on that basis. But not that it's under the circumstances of mechitza gemura that would theoretically be matir b'yabasha as well. About halfway down in Rashi. In the English Eruvin Sefer, they quote that Rav Moshe, they heard B'Shem Rav Moshe, that Rav Moshe thought that in principle, there's what to be made about by a Mechisa Tluya where there's no Bekiyas Kediyim, like the Alter Rebbe, but in practice, Rav Moshe thought that you should be Machmir like the Chazon Ish.
So
Rashi
is
not
like
Chazon
Ish, that it's a
technical thing. Right. That it's an insufficient mechitza. It's not a... It's a lower-grade mechitza that wouldn't be acceptable under normal circumstances if not for Kalash Yigil Kamen B'mayim.
Right. It doesn't have to
deal
with the Vikis.
Right. Okay. We're going to move on now to our next topic, which is what tikkunim are necessary to be matir a mavri versus a chatzer, and that's going to lead us eventually in a couple chaburas to Suras HaPesach that should take us a few weeks. Okay, so we do find in Mishnayos and the Gemaras that there are differences between the kind of tikkun that's necessary to allow tiltal in a chatzer versus the tikkun that's necessary to allow tiltal in a mavri. So let's start for a moment just in terms of a chatzer. And for simplicity's sake, let's take a look at this through the Shulchan Aruch rather than through the Gemaras. And this is based on Gemaras and Daf Hey, but let's just see the formulation in Shulchan Aruch. In Siman Shin Samach Gimel, Se'if Beis, the Mechaber writes as follows. Siman Shin Samach Gimel, Se'if Beis, if you have the Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch, please take a look. Shin Samach Gimel, Se'if Beis. Zach, you need a... Or you have it in front of you?
Yeah,
okay, good. So there you have it?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Chatzer shenifrets b'milua. So if you have a chatzer that is opened up on the entirety at one side, and it's totally open on one side, ad eser amos, so if that opening is less than 10 amos, nita repas rachav dalatvachim. So in order to create a heter tilt of the chatzer, meaning you have three close sides, the fourth side is open totally, but that opening is less than 10 amos. So in order to be matir, the chatzer b'tiltol, all you need is a pas rachav dalat tvachim. You need a board that is 4 tvachim wide. Shiyami denu misad echad b'makam aparis. That you put on one side of the opening. Okay? So you have an opening of the chatzer on the fourth side. You want to be matir the chatzer b'tiltol. You put a 4 tefach wide board on either side of the opening. Okay? The im yirtza l'tachna v'shnei tzidei apirtza. But let's say you don't want to do that. Your other option is to make a tikkun on both sides of the opening. Dai v'shnei pasin shel shnei mashahuyin. Then you don't need a pasdala, you don't need a board that's 4 tefachim wide. All you need is a pas on either side, which is of minimal width, minimal thickness. Now, Fairlocha just points out over here, Bishnei Pasin Shel Mashahuyin, that really we mean Alechi. Afshu Mamish Kam Alechi, Kar Bishnei Pas, Agav Dam Rebresha, Pas Rachav Dalatrafen. So what we really need to say here is all you need are two lechis. But we call it a pas because we started using the term pas. But pas is Ladafi, means two lechis. So if you have a chatzer that is open on the fourth side, and the opening is less than 10 amos, so either you can put a pas dalet, a board that's 4 tefachim wide on one side, or you could put two lechis on either side.
So a pas by definition is dalet?
Not by definition, because we always say pas dalet, but for all intents and purposes, when we talk about a pas as far as a tikkun, it's a pas of dalet. I mean, the word doesn't mean dalet. But whenever we use it, it's used to denote a board that's 4 tefachim wide.
Well, in other words, it's not appropriate to call alechi something that's less than dollar. That's what it sounds like. A masher who
something you wouldn't use the term pasta something less than dollar. It's not in practice. It's not definitional.
Okay, yeah,
it's not etymologic, but in usage, it's used for something that's dollar topic. Okay. I'm skipping to the end of this if. The im yesh bepirza yeser meyeser, that's as far as a chaser in the opening is less than 10 amos, or up to 10 amos. Let's say the opening is more than 10 amos. Afilu eina v'miluo, even if it doesn't cover the entire side. And even part of the side is blocked up, but you have a gap in the fourth side of the chaser that's more than 10 amos. Then, sarach letachno b'tzuras ha-pesach. So then, if Pius won't help you, then you need a Suras HaPesach. Okay? So again, when it comes to a Chatzer, if the opening of the fourth side of the Chatzer is less than 10 Tfachim, less than 10 Amos, either you need a Pas Dalet on one side, or two Lachis on either side. If it's more than 10 Amos, then you need a Suras HaPesach. Okay? That's a Chatzer. What about a Mavui? A Mavui Sasum. And take a look at the Mishnah Dafid Aleph on the base.
What is the reason you need to discuss it over here?
Because if you have a pirza yeser may eser, so that's not if it's less than eser, that's a pesach. A pesach you can be matir with a tikkun. If it's a pirza, so then a tikkun doesn't help. Then you need to see with a pesach. These tikkunim never work, just like a mavi. Also, a tikkun never works if it's more than 10 tfachim.
So 10
amos wide. That's
is it unanimous?
The whole.
That Tzuras HaPesach works even more than Esser?
In this situation, yes. And then we'll talk about the limitations of Shitas HaRambam when you can use Tzuras HaPesach if that's true on all sides. But definitely, according to everyone, it works over here. That's the Gemara.
Because we have
if you have three close sides, and then you have a Pirtza Yes or Meyesser on the fourth side. Okay, but all the tikkunim we're talking about short of Tzuras HaPesach where the pirtza is less than 10, both in a chaser and a mavi. In a chaser is less than 10, you can have a pas dalid or two lefties. What about a mavi? So take a look at the Mishnah and daf yud aleph on the base. Hechsher mavi, erev yud aleph on the base. Hechsher mavi, here we're talking about a mavi sasum. Beshame omim lachi dekara. Beshame says on the fourth side you need a lachi and dekara. Beshil omim o lachi okor, either one. Reblazer omim lachayayin. Two lachis. Beshame vishmal omim tamad echel. Deri bekiva. Lenechel ku beshame sil amavishu pachas midalad amos. Shehu nitar obo lachi o lachara. Manechel ku alracha midalad amos vad eser. Beshame omim lachi dekara. Beshil omim o lachi okora.
Fine.
So, what are we passing halacha? Presumably, we should be passing like base Hillel, that either lefi or kara. So, take a look first at Shin Samach Gimel Seif Gimel. So we just read Shin Samach Gimel Seif Beis. That's the din of a chaser. Next Seif Seif Gimel is the din of a mavut. Mavu sheyesh lo gimel mechis. So, you have a mavi sasim. So it's closed on three sides. Uparis b'tzad reviv is open on the fourth side. Hitir b'lechi. So they're matir tiltal, not mavi with a lechi. Sha'ovio v'rocho kol shehu. So there's no minimal width or thickness for the lechi. She'amidenu b'pesach ha'mavui. It has to be placed at the opening of the mavui. V'yagovo yutvach, and it has to be 10 tvach and tall. So that's lefi. And now look at Shin Samach Gimel Yudalid. Shin Samach Gimel Yudalid. So between Sif Dalid and Sif Yudbeis are all Hilchos lefi, some of which we'll get back to. Sif Yudalid. Now we just discussed the Heter of lefi. So now Yudalid, new paragraph. Odeish Hechsher Acher Lamavoy Haparis Baruch Rabias Bekara. So one option is lechi. Option number two, kara. O lechi o kara beis hillel. She anichen al rosh ha-mavui. Fine. V'tzarech she'anichen al kosei amavoi. Okay? So mavoi sasim is nitar either belechi or gekara. And now let's take a look at Sif Kav Vav. Hadamavui nitar belechi v'kara. So when do we say that a mavoi is nitar belechi v'kara? So in the previous Sif that we just skipped are Hilchos Kara. So we have the structure of Siman Shin Samach Gimel is Tikun Chaser, that's the base. Sif Gimel is Tikun Mavi Al Yidei Lechi. Then the following Si'ifim are Hilchos Lechi. Sif Yudal is Tikun Mavi Al Yidei Kara. And the following Si'ifim are Hilchos Kara. And now Siman Kavav wraps it up. Hadar Mavi Nitar Velechi Al Kara. Dafka Kishe'eno Namach Pachas Miyut Tvachim Miruvachim. So when do we say that a Mavi is Nitar Velechi V'Kara? That's where the height of it isn't less than 10 fathim. And the width of the entrance to the mavoi can't be more than 10 amos wide. It has to be 4 amos. 4 amos in the other direction, tall. The 4 amos deep, whatever. Aval, im chaser echa mikol elu, but if any of these conditions are not met, and if you have, let's say, an opening of the mavi that's more than 10 amos, ein lo takana el b'tzuras pesach, then you need a tzuras pesach. Okay? So both a mavi and a chaser, both a mavi sasam and a chaser sasam, where the opening is on the fourth side, we'll need a Tzuras HaPesach if it's more than 10 amos wide. And the whole discussion in Tikkunim here, where the gap, the opening is less than 10 amos. Mm-hmm.
Do we understand why 10 amos? Is there
why 10 amos? That's what we discussed, whether Pierce the Yasser, Yasser, the Did, the Reis, the Did, the Rabbanim, but less than 10 amos is a Pesach. A Pesach is Nitar Ayde Tikkun. More than 10 amos is a Pierce. Okay. But what do you see? There is a fundamental difference between the tikkun necessary for a chaser and for a mavoi. A chaser, you need a pas valid or two lechayayin. A mavoi, we pass it either lechi or korum. So what is the basis of that difference? Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, back to the beginning of Shin Samach Gimel.
So Kaf Vav is not just for Mavoi, it's for Chaser.
Well, he said it for Chaser and Sif Beis, and Kaf Vav is talking about a Mavoi, but the Din is... as far as the required, as far as the need for Tzuras HaPesach, if it's yes or yes, or that's common to both. Okay, so take a look back at the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Gimel. Hitir Belechi. This is going on the din that a mavi is nitar belechi. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'afte b'chaser be'ina dafka pas rachav dalet tvachim. So by chaser you need a lot more. By chaser lechi won't help you. You need a pas dalet. When it comes to a mavi sasim, we're more mekel. Vatam. Shakoshu asa yoser lidira ulitashmisha yatsneya. So anything that is used more for residential purposes and for private use. Sarav mechitzos yoser gemuros. So that which is used more privately. A chaser is used more privately than a mavoi. So that which is used more privately requires a higher grade mechitza. The lefikach, Achatzeros shadarkan shabali batim lishtamish behen yoser b'tashmish efneh. Therefore, a chaser, which is used more readily for private functioning, vilechol, tzrichos michitzaseya and lios yoser gemuras. They require a higher grade mechitza. She has shemesh esayachid aleyen, in order to give it a shemesh esayachid. Neyamavoros, she'ein tashmishin behen, tashmishi esneya. So you need a higher grade tikkun by a chaser, because it's more litashmishe hatneya than for a mavoi. Lefikach daib a mavoi belechi. Where does this come from? That this is based on a Shuvas HaRashba that the Beis Yossi quotes. Shuvas HaRashba chelak hei simen reish gimel. Shuvas HaRashba chelak hei simen reish gimel writes as follows. Masha she'alta lama amru b'mavoi dibibadim v'chatzeiros psuchos l'socho shenita v'lechi v'kora. So why is it that when it comes to a mavoi, all you need is a lachi or korah? When it comes to a chaser, you need pastalid. The adarab, the ifkavasabra, I would have said intuitively the opposite. Called the ashi diurin by yakarishvei. I would have said that where there are more people who use a mavoi than a chaser. So I would have said intuitively, where there are more people, you should require a higher level tikkun. And it's the opposite. It's the chaser, where there are fewer people, that requires a higher level tikkun. Says the Rashba, Mistabra, kol shu asa yoser l'dira, l'tashmish efneya, v'lechol behem, sarach yoser mechitzas gemuros. That which is used more privately requires higher level mechitzas. L'fikach, hachatzeros shabali bat, and therefore chatzeros, Shadarkan Lishtamish ben Yosef Bitashim Shefneya Vilachal Behen, Srikos Hamachizas Yosef Gemuros. So those require higher level Mechizos. So says the Rashba, Chelek Hei Simin Reish Gimel. That which require that which has more hatsneya use requires a higher level of tikkun. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes this Rashba. The Aruch HaShulchan has a separate, an additional hesber. The Aruch HaShulchan here in Sif Beis quotes the Rashba, then he writes the following: Go nearly, different mahalach. The kol ma shekarav yoser lebatim, that which is closer to the houses, sarach geder yafe, requires a higher level tikkun. Shehei domek sas lebayis. So it should look more like a house. The chaser is closer to the house than the mavoi. The mavoi has chaseros that open into it, and the chaseros have batim that open to them. The chaser is closer to the house than a mavoi. Says Aruch HaShulchan, Dekevan dechol iker shegazru chachamim hayekidei shelo lichlufei b'shus harabim, that since the whole reason for the iser tiltal b'chaser b'mavoi is that you shouldn't come to confuse it with the shus harabim, that since a chaser is somewhat open, a mavoi somewhat open, so if we allow to carry in a somewhat open area, you may come to confuse it and carry in a rishis harabim. V'lachein, hakarav legamri l'habayis, so that which is closer to the house, im lo yasa bo tikkun yafa, if you're not going to make a higher level tikkun, yisra hahefresh hagadol shebeino lebein habayis, then the discrepancy between the house and the chaser, let's say, is going to be greater. If you don't have a higher level wall around the chaser, so the discrepancy between the chaser and the bayis is going to be greater. The yitu gamish yisarabim. And then people are going to say, well, if I'm allowed to carry the chaser, then I should be allowed to carry in yisarabim, because the chaser is somewhat open into the shus harabim, So if it's going to have a lower type of mechitza, then you may more readily confuse it with the shazarabim. Ulufiza. Hachaser shesamach lahabayis, sarach gather tov, sheyestam lahabayis. Vamavi, a samach lahachaser, died together pachos. So that which is closer to the house requires a higher level of mechitza to prevent any confusion between that area and the shisha rabbi.
We've seen that before. Haven't we?
That what?
Isn't that the reason why you need to make a erev chatzeros? Sorry. I remember hearing that sfora.
There's
something else.
No, it's so the Aruch HaShulchan is saying that that which is closer to the house requires a higher level tikkun in order that you shouldn't view there as being a significant difference between the house and that chaser to the point of confusion that if you can carry the chaser, you can carry the mishas rabbi. So mav which is farther than the house doesn't require that higher level tikkun, a chaser which is closer to the house does. Okay? So that Nakuda and the Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan seems to be assuming that the nature of the Isser Tiltul B'Chatzer and the nature of the Isser Tiltul B'Bavri are basically the same, that both of them are Isser Tiltul because you may come to confuse them with the Shusha Rabbim, and the only difference is how much of a tikkun do you need relative to how close you are to the house and the strength of that concern of confusion? Yeah? So that nekuda, that the fundamental iser tiltol in mavin and chaser are the same, may be subject to a machlokas. And the Mereshet Moshe talks about this in Siman Tes. So when it comes to mavoi, Rashi writes in the beginning of the Masechta, Dibur Maskil Mavoi, that when it comes to mavoi, Rabbanan gazru aleh mishum da'asi lechlufei b'shus harabim. That the reason for the Isser Tiltul means Rabbanan a mavoi is that you may come to confuse it with a b'shus harabim. V'shayu v'takansa d'lechi okora d'lehavi akera d'lelesi l'mishri b'shus harabim gemur. Right, so Rashi there says, first Rashi in the Masechta, the reason for the Isser Tiltul, the Rabbanan and a mavoi is you shouldn't come to confuse a mavoi with a rishus harabim. So is that true by a chaser? So the Aruch HaShulchan is assuming that's true by a chaser the same way. The Mereshet Moshe points out not necessarily so, because you don't find that the Feirush that you have that concern by a chatzer. It could be that the concern by a chatzer is that the chatzer is going to open in to a rishus harabim or open into makam ha'asrlo, and if it's a makam ha'asrlo, then you may just carry straight from the chatzer into the makam ha'asrlo. Now that if we allow you to carry a chatzer, you may end up carrying a rishus harabim, but if the chatzer opens up into a rishus harabim, then you may come to carry straight from the chaser to the shisha rabbin. So the Mereshet Moshe points out that maybe the mashmos, when the Gemara presents on Daf Yud Beis, the Gemara talks about nifritza chaser lamakam asurlo, nifritza chaser bimilua lamakam asurlo. So that formulation, the nifritza lamakam asurlo, is unique to chaser. You don't find that by mavoi. The Gemara never talks about mavoi and nifritza lamakam asurlo in that formulation, but we do find that by chaser nifritza lamakam asurlo. So that mashmos, or that language of nifritza lamakam asurlo, may imply that the real concern by chaser is where is nifritza lamakam asurlo. You may come to carry straight from the chaser into Arishas HaRabim. And then the reason that you would need a pass when it comes to Chasur Dafka is to have more of a Heker. If you have a pass, it's a wider thing, so that's going to stop you from walking straight from the Chasur into the Rishus HaRabim. So we've discussed until now what tikkun is necessary for a chatzer that is closed on three sides and open on the fourth. Right? What about a chatzer that's open on two sides? So take a look now at Siman Shin Samach Dalid. So first the Mechaber talks about a Mavoi Mefulash. Mavoi HaMefulash Bishnei Rasha V'Shus HaRabim Otsad Echa V'Shus HaRabim Tzido Shein Sakar. If you have a Mavoi Mefulash, it's open on both sides. Sarav Thuras HaPasach Mikan V'Lechi Yikar Mikan. So there, Lechi Yikar only works on one side, but you need a Thuras HaPasach on the other side. Avalim tzido echa pasuach l'shus harabim v'tzido ha'sheinu l'chais ha'sheinu mereves ein tzarech el alechi okara b'shnei rashav. But if only one side opens to l'shus harabim and the other one opens to another chatzer, so then all you need is alechi b'kara on either side. Okay, so that's a mavi mefulash. Mavi mefulash where both sides open into a l'shus harabim or karmelis requires alechi b'kara on one side and a Sirus HaPesach on the other side. Okay, that's Gemara Daf Vav. Fine. Says the Ramah, V'chol zeh sheyesh lo t'noyim ha-muvu'arim le'el shin samach gimel k'sif kavav. So this is all where you have all the criterion that we saw above, meaning it has to be a pirsa yes pachas me'eser, and it has to be 10 amas, 10 tvachim tall, etc. Aval, in Eino Rak Kechatzer, Tzarech Tikun Chatzer Mishnei Stadav. But if we're talking about a Chatzer, we're not talking about a Mavoi, so then you need the Tikun of a Chatzer on either side. So that sounds like, at first glance, that you need a Pastal on either side. If you have a Chatzer that opens on either side, then you need a Pastal on either side, or Tulechayayim, on Tulechayim on one side, Tulechayim on the other side. Yeah, so that's what Mishabur Reiser Sifkat and Dalid. Avalim Eino, Resalomar, Hisha'ein la Mavoi Tnav Hamuvu Arim Le'el, Mimela Dino Rak Echatzer. So if you don't have the Tanayim that we discussed earlier, then it has Din of Echatzer. The Alkein Afilu Imayam Fulash Mishay Stada, Vashasarabim, even if it opens on both sides, the rabbin nifnas and derech also chaser. Just a rabbin ain't sarach rak tikun chaser mishnei stadim tahein mikotzah shnei pas and a pas rachav dalid. So if you have a chaser that opens on both sides, all you need is a pas dalid on either side or two lechayayim on either side, but no need for a suras hapesach. Yep, that's what Mishabur writes. Chazanish takes issue with this. Chazanish in Simon Samach Hei Sifkat and Lama Gimel. Chazanish Simon Samach Hei Sifkat and Lama Gimel says it can't be. Because if you have a chaser that's open on two sides, so that's a karmelis. A chaser open on two sides is a karmelis, sometimes. If it's a karmelis, then you have an Isser Teltol, and you need more than the tikkun of a chaser. Tikkun of a chaser makes sense if you have an area that's fundamentally shesa yakim in a Torah, three walls, and now you need a tikkun ruach revias. But if you only have two walls, that's a karmelis, and the tikkun of a chaser won't help you. Then you need to plug it up. You need at least three of the pesachs. I, the Rama, doesn't sound that way. Aval eino rak kechaser tzarach tikun chaser mishnei tzadav. So the Chazon Ish is dochik in the Rama must be talking about a case where on one side it opens to another chaser. It opens to a chaser she'en emu revis. Just like the Mechaber earlier by Mavoi, Mefulash talks about where it opens to a chaser she'en emu revis on one side. So that's what the Rama means here as well. They have a chaser that opens to a chaser she'en emu revis on one side. But in a Chanami, if it opens to a Rishis Rabim or Carmelis, then you would need a proper Tzuras HaPesach on either side, and the Tikkun Mavoi won't help. And the Chazon Ish points out that the Mishnah Berurah himself seems to say this earlier in Siman Shin Samach Beis, Be'er Lach Adibur Maskel Paritz. Shin Samach Beis, Be'er Lach Adibur Maskel Paritz, which corresponds to Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Mem Ches. Okay, we'll stop here for today. Next time we're going to discuss Lemaisa. What do we consider, what Tikkunim are necessary Lemaisa? And the Chumra of the Trumas Hadesh, according to the Rama, in Shin Samach Gimel Kavav, that we always use Tzuras HaPesach, and we never rely on any of these tikkunim of Lefi Korah or Pas anymore. Okay, so that'll be our topic next time. I posted the next Chinamar Makomis already on this. I made out a few more. And then after that, we'll be moving on to Tzuras HaPesach.